Beit Zed Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zabavli at Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofam at Beis, right in the middle of the page, 20 lines down, V'loim Ragdin. The Mishnah taught that one may not dance. Rabbi Yumya, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem, Rav Huna, Kivrutz, Oike, Shtei Raglav, Ka'achas, Rikud, Oike, Achas, Menech, Achas. Rabbi Yumya, Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Huna, said that Kivrutz is jumping, meaning lifting up both feet together. Rikud is dancing, meaning lifting up one foot and putting down the other. Amar Blaza, kol mashmiyei kol asurim b'Shabbos. Blaza says any form of sound making is prohibited on Shabbos. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, saba makusha debei kanishta chadota hava. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, my grandfather was the beadle of the shul, and he would knock on people's doors to call them to shul. Rav Hillel ben Rav Elam makash al kiseh. Rav Hillel ben Rav Elam knocked on a chair on Shabbos to make a noise. Rav Ila oni besidra silek. Salak Rabesa, Ashrichun, Demichin, Ravale, Al Suma, Begendel, Amaksha, Al Tara, Rashubsa. Abidal stayed out late, studying on Friday night. When he came home, he discovered that all of his household were already asleep. He rested on the ladder in front of his house, and he didn't want to knock on the door on Shabbos. Abimia have a poshet, in Bered, Imi, Ozel, Boy, Miss Alta, the Karitsta, the Shubsa, Shori, Mekash, Al Tara, Amale, Abba, Man, Shorilach. Rabbi Yimya would learn with Rabbi Imi's son. Rabbi Imi went to wake up his son on Shabbos that morning to go and learn. He knocked on his son's door. His son asked him, "Father, who permitted you to do this?" Rabbi Abba bar Kahana by Kami Rabbi Yasa, Mao Makshe al Kresa b'Shubsa. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana asked Rabbi Yasa, "May a person tap his intestines on Shabbos?" Amalei b'Cholam Man Charilach. Rabbi Yasa says it is permitted on a weekday because it can cause immoral thoughts. Amr Shmuel bar Avudama, Nagin Rabbanan, Vachoyle, Minatibu, Lamalam, Vagadav, Minatibu, Lamatam. Shmuel bar Avduma said the Rabbanan are accustomed to say that a sick person may bang above his navel. If he's clothed, he may bang even below his navel. Veloy Donin, the Mishnah taught that one may not judge. The Vachizkir of Acha, B'Shem, Rabbi Yebohu, also Ladun, Dine, Mamoneth, Be'er Shabbos. The Vachizkir of Acha, quoting Rabbi Yebohu, said it's prohibited to judge monetary cases on Erev Shabbos. Baha Masnith and Pliga, Lefichach in Donin Lebe Erev Shabbos, Lebe Erev Yom Tov, Din and Nefashois, Hadin and Moinois, Donin. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah contradicts this. Therefore, one may not judge life and death cases, neither on Erev Shabbos nor on Erev Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, and this shows that one may judge monetary cases. Otani, Rebechia, Kain, Donin, Dinim and Moinois, Be Erev Shabbos, or Aloy, Dinim and Moinois, Nefashois, Be Erev Shabbos, Amma Kain, Alacha, Vachan, Ledvar, Teva. Amchia answered from Avisa, when we judge monetary cases on Erev Shabbos, but not life and death cases. Amma Kain la halacha v'kain l'dvar Torah. And the Gemara answers the question and says the Mishnah and Avisa ruled that if a case was judged on Erev Shabbos or Yontif, it's valid. The Abo ruled that if a person asked if a monetary case should be judged on Erev Shabbos, he should be told that not to judge. Following the Kachin, the Mishnah taught that one may not marry. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana Amar Kami Rabbi Yossa, Rabbi Acha b'Shem Rabbi Yaakov b'Idi, Osa la'aris Isha b'Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Abba bar Koyin said before Rabbi Yossa and Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Yaakov b'Idi, that it's prohibited to betroth the woman on Erev Shabbos. Hadadat Amma Shalilasis Sudas Eirusin ha'la'aris Yaris. This ruling is against making a banquet for the betrothal, but to merely betroth is permitted. Shmuel Amar Afilu b'Tisha b'Av Yaris Shalikat Minu Acha. Shmuel says he may even betroth on the 9th of Av to prevent another man from betrothing her. The Chalfa Shid said to Shmuel, Tamanu Amal, Moshev Yechid and Besa. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Shmuel has been switched. The Pasuk in Tehillim in Perik Samaches Pasuk Zayin says that he settles individuals into a family. Another Pasuk says in Perik Samach Beis Pasuk Yud, if they would be lifted onto scales together, they would be lighter than hot air. The Midrash expands that even before they become hot air in their mother's womb, they are together, means their spouse has already decided. If so, how could Shmuel be concerned lest another man betroth her? The Gemara answers, another man's prayers could change the decree. Nevertheless, despite this other man meriting to marry her, the marriage will not last, as one of the spouses will die. V'loy Makdishim, the Mishnah taught that one may not consecrate items to the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yaakov Ha'acha B'Shem Rabbi Imi Espalgun Rav Yechon Rav Shem Ben Lokish. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Imi, said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish disagreed. One held that a person may consecrate items on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The other opinion held that a person may not. And the first opinion seems to contradict the Mishnah. Rabbanon de Kisrin Mefarshin Nahin, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makdishim Betchila B'Yom Tov, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Im Makdishim Betchila B'Yom Tov. Rabbanon of Kisrin explained that Rabbi Yochanan said one may consecrate sacrifices that must be brought that day on Yom Tov, just as its sacrifice overrides Yom Tov, so does consecration. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one may not. Istanai Tani Hoylech Lai Edzal Moichai Tolayim. One Baisa says that one may go to the lamb sellers on Erev Pesach that occurs on Shabbos. Istanai Tani Hoylech Lai Edzal Moichai Pesachim. And one Baisa says not to go to the lamb sellers, but rather one must go to those that sell Pesach offerings, since those animals have already been consecrated earlier. Manda Mahoylech Lai Edzal Moichai Tolayim. Commander Amma Magdishim. Manda Mahoylech Lai Edzal Moichai Pesachim. Commander Ma'im Magdishim. The first Baisa fits into the opinion that says one may consecrate on Yom Tov, and the second Baisa fits into the opinion that says one may not consecrate. Hada Amma She'ena Yotze L'Chulin V'Choyze V'Kadesh In Tema Yotze L'Chulin V'Choyze V'Kadesh Yei Asa Mishum Makdish V'Taninan E Magdishim. And this shows that an animal cannot be deconsecrated and then reconsecrated. If you'd say it could, it would be prohibited to consecrate. V'chananya v'rimana chadama v'makdish l'macha v'chonama v'makdish l'bedek ha'bayis. V'chanina and v'mana, of those two, one opinion holds that one may consecrate on Yom Tov unless it's for tomorrow. The other opinion holds that one may not consecrate for the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar v'simai, v'afilu k'manda v'makdishin v'azara mishum shvur she'tir v'mikdash. V'simai says that even according to the opinion that prohibits consecrating, it may be done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, as we do not apply rabbinic decrees in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol elu v'yom tov amru kavachim l'shabbos. The Mishnah taught that all of these acts are prohibited on Yom Tov, and certainly on Shabbos. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is the laws of food preparation. Elein inen v'ha'islach choronin, skila b'shabbos v'ein skila b'yom tov, kois b'shabbos v'ein kois b'yom tov, makois b'yom tov v'ein makois b'shabbos. The Gemara asks, is that the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? The following are also differences. Transgressing Shabbos is punishable with stoning or kois, but Yom Tov is not. Transgressing Yom Tov is punishable with lashes, but Shabbos is not. Im teimer b'dram shesh b'hem oichal nefesh asinan misnei. If she suggests that the Mishnah is discussing food preparation but not punishment, v'ataninan mashchil im peiros derech aruba v'yom tov avala b'shabbos. This cannot be correct, as the Mishnah teaches that one may drop fruit through a skylight on Yom Tov despite the hard work involved, but not on Shabbos. And this also is also food related, but does not appear in our Mishnah. V'oy min ador sheichakim ad sei b'samim lemila v'yom tov avala b'shabbos. Furthermore, another example is the Baisa that teaches that one may grind spices for bris mila on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi Behu Shemal. Rabbi Yossi says it's only permitted when the bris has already taken place, otherwise it's not certain that the spices will be needed. V'oid min ador, the Tani Moidin Chacham Lev Meir, v'choytzimoy shivakarka shemefakvakim v'matirin v'choytchim b'shabbos, mefakvakim avaloi mafkiyim v'loi matirin v'loi choytchim v'keilim b'shabbos muta ein tzorech lahem v'yom tov. Furthermore, another example is the Baisa that teaches that the Chacham agree with the Meir concerning pit and cave covers that are tied closed with ropes, that one may loosen, untie, and cut the ropes on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, shaking is permitted, but not unraveling, nor untying, nor cutting. As for utensils, is permitted on Shabbos, and certainly on Yom Tov. Ein bein Yom Tov le-Shabbos, ela oichal nefesh bilvad. The Mishnah taught that the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is the laws of food preparation. Ma beinehoin. The question is, there's a Baisa that cites the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Chazal also permit preparations for food preparation. When would there be a practical difference between Rabbi Yehuda and our Tana? The first answer is from Rav Chista that sharpening the top of a spit that was damaged on Yom Tov would be a difference between them. And Rabbi Chanina, son of Rabbi Yehuda, gave a second difference, which is to ignite a fire for cooking. Tanav Yehuda Bar Pazi de Bar Dalaya Hu Adavar. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi of Bar Dalaya said in a Baisa that is that the difference between them? Ma'u Hu Adavar Lechaded Roshoy Shel Shpud Hu Adavar Oy Lahitzi Eish Min Adavanim Hu Adavar. The Gemara asked which difference was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi referring to, sharpening a spit or igniting a fire? Leiflach elakado a mashchiven efafakin abo mathia al gabi chaveata. Even Rabbi Yehuda does not permit a full malacha, rather the difference between them must be that one may not sharpen a knife, but one may draw one knife against another, as is being done in an irregular fashion. Amar of Chista Rabbi Yehuda hi, the Amar of Yehuda b'shem Shmuel d'vayakol hi, k'dei lahavir shamnunas shaleh. Rabbi Chista said that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel as saying that all permit it in order to remove the fatty layer on the knife. Mar ladlik ner shel avtala. May one light a candle needlessly? Chizke amar asa. Chizke says that it is prohibited. Masnisa pliga rabbi al chizke laksevaru eich pachom mishveisichem b'yom shabbos b'shabbos in einat at mavir aval mavir at b'yomtiv. The Gemara says that the brisa disproves chizke. The pasuk says in Shmoyis perek lamed hey pasuk gimel, you shall not kindle a fire in all of your dwellings on the day of Shabbos. You may not kindle on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov you may kindle. In time of dwelling shesh b'hem eichel nefesh alen kaimen, v'akziv ach asher yechal eichel nefesh hu levada yaseh lachem. If you suggest that the pasuk is referring to kindling for food preparation, it's unnecessary, as the pasuk says elsewhere in Shmoyis Yud Beis pasuk Tev Zayin, except you may make for yourselves that which every person eats. Elekinim kaimen b'ner shel avtala, rather, and this is the conclusion of the question, rather the pasuk is permitting needlessly kindling a candle. Another proof from Rav Avunah is from the Mishnah. On Yom Tov, Beis Shammai prohibit carrying a child into a public domain, and Beis Hillel permitted. Beis Hillel reasoned that since one may carry for a need, meaning for food, one may also carry without a need. And this shows that Beis Hillel also allowed needlessly kindling a candle as well. Rav Nochem, Achved Rav Ila, Bai Kaim Rav Yochanan, Amrei Loisasa V'Loi Sishri. Rav Nochem, the brother of Rav Ila, asked this question about kindling unnecessarily to Rav Yochanan, who responded by neither prohibiting it nor permitting it. He reasoned that Beis Hillel's law of sins is a theoretical halacha, but one does not actually rule that way.